From Ephesians chapter 6, verse 19. Now, Marianne, you'll probably get this one really quick because it's something that I talk about often.
Okay.
But here's the verse I hope will be used of God in many people's lives. Maybe it'll bring hope or conviction or insight or thoughts. But reading from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 19, pray also for me, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given to me so that I will fearlessly make known the mysteries of the gospel. Let me say it again. Pray also for me. I love that part.
You know,
engaging with anyone to say, hey, pray for me. I need your prayers.
Yes.
Please lift me up as you talk to God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something that we should constantly be mindful of, that we have friends that will pray for us.
Yes.
So pray also for me. And then this is the part. That whenever I open my mouth,
that's a big one.
Yeah, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mysteries of the gospel. And I love that, you know, Lord, give me the words, you know, give me the insights. And then don't just give them to me. Give them to me in such a way that I'm passionate about it, that I'll fearlessly make known the mysteries of the gospel. And then that mysteries, the gospel, the good news message that we do proclaim, is a mystery to many. I mean, it's, what is this good news? It's unbelievable. There's a holy, sovereign God who loves you. Who loves you, Marianne. He wants you to know about him. He wants to have a relationship with you. He made a way.
Mm-hmm.
It's mysterious. He sent his son, who's God, yet who's man, born of a virgin, lived a life, lived into his 30s, suffered on the cross. He died for your sins. He paid the price that you should have paid. I mean, it is that mystery of that gospel. But
you're preaching,
the
Mark.
Gospel. Well, anyways, I read this in the middle of the night, and as I was thinking, pray also for me. You know, that's what a great opening. That whenever I open my mouth, and I thought, oh, Lord, I open my mouth so many times and say so many things. Let the things that come out of my mouth be given me, you know, Lord, before I speak, help the Holy Spirit filter maybe what's going to be said, or before I say something maybe I regret or maybe unkind or is just fanning the flame of a conversation that people are having. It's like, gosh, I wish we didn't even go there.
Mm-hmm.
But let me be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
Well, this is a great scripture to pray every single day.
Yeah. Whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mysteries of the gospel. And I think that's really, it's just implying, oftentimes, Lord, when I speak, help me share the good news message.
Yeah.
Just that's what I want to be about. And I would hope if you're tuned in today and you're a part of the ongoing Mark and Friends programs, that's something that we're known for. We want to talk about the Lord Jesus. We want to give credit for all the unique ways God is working. We want to ask the Holy Spirit to order our steps, to give us divine appointments, to speak a word of encouragement or insight or help, or be that caring, listening, compassionate touch or listening ear for somebody that's hurting or struggling. And
you know, those first apostles or disciples, when they were being persecuted, they prayed for boldness, that they would just keep speaking the word of God. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. God's word. Well, we talk about it on Memorization Monday. In fact, this coming Monday, what is that? I'm looking at my calendar, June 7th. We will be working on our 100th Bible verse, almost 2.5 years of going through the Bible.
It's been so worthwhile.
Yeah.
Well, you haven't said your standard verse that you always say at the beginning of the program.
Oh, didn't I do that one already? Oh, yeah. Oh, magnify the Lord with
there you
me.
Go.
Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, June 2nd. 2021. Yeah, I got
you
so caught up.
You just started right in with that scripture. I love it.
Yeah, I got fired. Well, the next question is on this, the Prime Lifetimes in Review, where on Wednesdays we look at our beloved publication.
Mm-hmm.
Should I introduce the subject or what we're going to be talking about with a song by Keith and Kristen Getty, or should we wait for the reading and then play the song?
You know, in some places they plan these things before they're on the air.
What other announcements do I need to make?
I don't know.
Yeah. So we're going to play a song to lay the groundwork for the reading that we're going to do in this month's edition of the Prime Life Times, the June edition. And you actually recommended this song.
I love this song.
You said that it's one of your favorite hymns. Mm-hmm. You've talked about it. And so I searched and looked it up and found a version by Keith and Kristen Getty
that we interviewed.
So if you were tuned in yesterday for Testimony Tuesday, you heard a little of Keith Getty's life journey, a little of his testimony, and then the conference that they're putting on.
They were in County Down, Ireland.
County Down, Ireland.
You did that pretty good.
Yeah.
Somewhere in your jeans, all your jeans from around the world.
They all came out, all that
right
little
there.
Like 2%
that
of Irish.
That little Scottish thing came out.
Yeah. But in Nashville on September 13th through the 15th, there's a special in-person Sing in Christ Alone, and it's to reset, restore, and reunite those that are going to church and worshiping, and it'll be a great conference. And so if you missed yesterday's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, or wluj.org, wluj.org, under the Mark and Friends link. But, yeah, it was fun to have Keith on, and I told that story that I love to tell about meeting him for the first time and asking him what drew him to Kristen. So that's kind of a fun story. And
well, you've got a song by her.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to play Abide With Me by Kristen Getty. She's obviously singing, and Keith, I think, is at the piano playing, and then you'll hear part of an orchestra with their arrangement. But this will set the stage for Roger Weisgarver's Musically Speaking article titled Abide With Me. So here's
great song.
Keith and Kristen Getty, accompanied by some other musicians.
The darkness deepens.
That was Keith and Kristen Getty, Abide With Me, to set up today's reading in the June edition of the Prime Lifetimes. A little shout out for Roger Weisgarver.
He's
done it again.
Thank you, Roger. All right. This is the Musically Speaking column on page A15, Abide With Me by Roger Weisgarver. Abide With Me is one of our best-loved English hymns. We see this both in its enduring use in churches today and its ongoing appearance in modern culture, as in the opening ceremony of the 2012 Summer Olympics. Why is this hymn so well loved? The words, of course, have a lot to do with it. Here are the first two verses. Abide with me. Fast falls the eventide. The darkness deepens. Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, oh, abide with me. Swift to its close ebbs out life's little day. Earth's joys grow dim, its glories pass away. Change and decay in all around I see. Oh, thou who changest not, abide with me.
I didn't know this was at the 2012 Summer Olympics.
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting because it's such a powerful song.
This song, Mark, I'll just interrupt and say this too, is sung around the world. It's sung at the Canadian and English Remembrance Days to honor the fallen soldiers. It's sung in Australia and New Zealand Remembrance Days, ANZAC, I think it's called. It's just around the world. Each of its eight verses ends in the plea, abide with me, making the hymn a sustained appeal for God's personal presence in every stage and condition of life. The hymn resonates deeply in the hearts of those of us who feel the need of God's presence. The hymn's biblical basis is Luke 24:29, where the disciples asked Jesus to abide with them, for it is toward evening, this is a quote, and the day is spent. It also draws on 1 Corinthians 15:55, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The hymn's simple, best-known tune, Eventide, also has a strong appeal. William Henry Monk composed that melody in 1861.
Yeah, you said you love that. Whenever it comes on, it goes right to your heart.
Oh, it does. I love that song, and the music's outstanding. The poem's author, Henry Francis Light, was born in Scotland in 1793. Trained as an Anglican priest, he served as vicar of All Saints Church in Brixham, England. A tall, unusually handsome man, Light was said to be slightly eccentric, but of great personal charm. A man noted for his wit and human understanding, a born poet, accomplished hymn writer, and able scholar. Light frequently rose at 6 a.m. and prayed for 2 or more hours. Before breakfast. An accomplished flutist, Light always had his flute with him. He knew Latin, Greek, and French, and he enjoyed discussing literature. Light assembled a magnificent library, largely of theology and Old English poetry, described in his obituary as among the most extensive and valuable in the West of England. For most of his life, Light suffered from poor health. He regularly traveled to warmer climates for relief. He developed tuberculosis, and at the age of 54 was near the end of his life. And that is when he wrote, Abide With Me. It was better, as he used to say playfully when in better health, it's better to wear out than to just rust out.
That was said back in the 1800s.
I know.
I thought that was a more popular
me
thing.
Me too. I mean, I thought that too. He felt he should be allowed to do just that, and he did not fear the result. He preached his last sermon with the breathless attention of his hearers about Holy Communion. Weeks later, on November 20th, 1847, while staying in Nice, France, Light went to be with his Lord. The story behind this hymn is not terribly dramatic, but knowing it was written by a man who was near death at a relatively young age helps us better grasp its weight and somber tone. The hymn was sung for the very first time at the author's funeral. Oh, my goodness. Here's the byline. Monticello, Illinois resident Roger Weisgarber.
Woohoo!
I know. Thank you, Roger. Combines his interest in music and history in this column. He can be reached at Roger_Weisgarber, and that's WISEGARVER, V as in victory, at MSN.com.
And if you want to visit Roger in person on Monday nights, he's a part of the Singing Men of GNN. He's our chaplain.
Heavens to Betsy, I thought you would invite people over to Roger.
Hey, everyone, let's go to Roger's house today. Yeah, so he leads off.
Audrey heads up.
Yeah. He leads off in prayer every Monday night. Sometimes
chaplain.
He closes out in prayer and usually gives a little devotional thought or sharing time.
Well, you guys have really gotten going again.
Yeah, the singing men. We were off this past Monday on Memorial Day, but we're back in the saddle each and every Monday night, 7 to 9 p.m.
At the center here.
Here at the Great News Media Center. And, yeah, it's a good bunch, a number of new guys.
Good.
And we're preparing for some fall singing outings and see how God provides. We think we have the Christmas again at Marketplace Mall and, you know, just working on a variety of selections. So it's a great bunch of guys. So
good.
Roger's a part of that. We appreciate him writing, musically speaking each and every month. And yeah, this was a good one.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know all that history. I loved that song for ages, but I didn't know all the history.
And don't you love the front cover, the picture here of
the farmer.
Farmer looks like a picture back in time with the old, I don't know what you would call that. Those are those weed whacker, I forget there's a name for that type of component.
Well, don't look
where
at me.
He has being drawn by the horses. It's like a bushwhacker. I forget what they're calling those things.
Okay. I'm not sure that's correct.
Yeah.
That's some. I don't know. But I like the caption. It says, the original meaning of horsepower.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great, clear picture. That's the June edition of the Prime Life Times. And there's over 350 locations where you can pick up your free edition. Or you can read it online or have it mailed to your address or the address of a friend if you want to pay for their subscription. It's $30, and that basically pays for the first-class postage and a nice envelope, and we mail it off right away so you can start your subscription today or this week, this month. And you can do it by stopping by primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com, and click on the subscription link, and you can pay with your credit card or send in a check.
There's two great articles on that front page. There's The Brief History of Farming, which is very intriguing. And then this bottom article, Communicate Nice, The Wellness Connection.
Mm-hmm.
Karen Gert, we've interviewed her from Amber Glenn. She wrote this. In fact, she writes this column. And this is, I didn't even know this, but June the 1st, which was yesterday, was National Say Something Nice Day. And her article is all about how let's make that a month-long endeavor for ourselves to say something nice every day to someone in the month of June. I love it.
Hmm.
What a good concept.
Well, Marianne, you're doing a very nice job at putting this Prime Life Times publication together.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Check that off the list. You know, I got my nice thing done.
No. Well, you ruined it right there, but it's okay.
No, but that's heartfelt.
Don't worry.
You do a great job with this paper, so I am having a little fun with it. But
thank you.
Yeah, let's practice saying something nice to somebody
every
today.
Every day of June. So we've already missed a day. Anyway.
Oh, I said a lot of nice things about people yesterday.
Okay,
so
me too. We're good. We're on track.
Yeah, back on track. So get your copy today, pass it on to a friend, recommend it to somebody. We have great advertisers in this paper, and we appreciate each and every time you point it out to somebody that thanks for carrying the Prime Life Times, or I saw your ad in the paper, and so they'll continue to advertise and allow this to be free.
Well, speaking of ads, I see that the Harvest Moon Drive-In is back in, and don't you and Esther go there sometimes?
Yeah, we went a number of times last year. We haven't gone yet this year, but we're thinking about it.
I remember you saying Esther and I were out of the...
Oh, yeah, it's fun. The
and
old
they have
drive-in.
Good food out there, don't they?
Oh, all sorts of snacks.
Okay.
Like hot dogs and burgers. And
well, those aren't snacks. Those are meals,
yeah,
Mark.
Yeah, well, the chips. And then the candies and the cotton candy and the popcorn
candy.
And all sorts of fixings.
Ooh,
a lot of
fair
fun.
Time cotton
gummy,
candy.
Chewy things.
Welcome to June. Welcome to summer.
Yes. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.